It is good to be together. Last week, I had you stand and turn to your neighbor and say, God does not need your perfection, he wants your connection. Today, I want to invite you to stand and turn to your neighbor and say, God still does not need your perfection. He now wants your participation. God still does not need your perfection. He now wants your participation. That's really the heartbeat of today. And so before we get to that, let me go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. I will tell you, for the first time ever, we are dismissing a Carter who is 9 years old. Before today, we've always dismissed an 8-year-old Carter. But now, a 9-year-old Carter. Oh my goodness. All right, well, what are we doing here? Okay, back up on the mountain today. Jesus, his disciples, his Talmudim, they've gathered around and we get to listen in. And so that means Matthew 7 and 24 today. If you're grabbing a pew Bible, 686, the words will be on the screen behind me. Let's go ahead and read the text and then I will pray and then we will get to work. Get to it, yes. Matthew 7, 24, it says, we read, Jesus teaches, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had foundation. It had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish one who built his house, her house, on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great splat. Right, Roger? Fell with a great splat. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, as always, for your words to us. And as we lean into this teaching now, God, would you be present, your Spirit, move in us and among us, as always, be in and over and under all through my words, that not only would I speak, but that we would hear your heart for us today. We commit this time into your care for your purpose and glory always, and for our benefit, in Jesus' name. Amen. So yes, we do come today to what is, we could say, the climax, or the at least the culmination, the conclusion of what is the Sermon on the Mount, the most significant teachings of Jesus. It's not in the form of a summary, but think of this as a summons. Not as in a court order, but as in a call to each one of us. Therefore, Jesus says, right, in light of everything that I have been speaking, everything that I have been teaching you, therefore, everyone who hears, everyone means everyone, who hears from the Greek akouo. Akouo, it is not simply just hearing, as in hearing sound, as in passive listening. It carries this sense of attention and response. It's where we get our word acoustics. And so this isn't just sound itself. It is how something resonates. Add to that, it is an echo of the Hebrew Shema, Shema meaning to listen or to hear, but with it, Shema also carries this idea of movement, of intention, of form and shape. Therefore, everyone who hears, and then he says, these words of mine, these words of mine is a direct reference back up on the mountain. Jesus, right, his Talmudim gathered around and everything he's been teaching them, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, his most significant teachings, right? The Sermon on the Mount, all of it. Right, these words of mine, what is an invitation into this whole other way of doing life and relationships. These words of mine flowing from the very heart of God. These words of mine that speak of the worth and value of the other, of all others. That all are made in the image of God. These words of mine that speak of looking beyond the labels we use and seeing the beauty and the wonder of the whole person. These words of mine, words like generosity and compassion and kindness, words like peace and shalom and mercy and justice and righteousness, words like humility and forgiveness, a good eye, an open hand. Words like, think last week, like yada, connection and intimacy, vulnerability, openness, trust, presence. Therefore, Jesus says, everyone who akuo, who hears these words of mine, meaning everyone who allows these words to move and to stir within me, to form and to shape, to resonate within, and, meaning yes, hearing all of that, and, not just hearing, and puts them into practice. From the Greek poieo, poieo means to do, but even beyond to do, not just in the sense of a performance, but think more here of to make, or to create, or to bring forth. Poieo. It's the root of our word poem. Add to that, in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew, poieo is the translation of two Hebrew words, bara and asa. From Genesis 1 and 1, the opening of our Bibles, in the beginning, God bara. In the beginning, God created, it says, the heavens and the earth, poieo, right? To make, to create, to bring forth. Genesis 1 and 31, God saw all that asah, all that he had made, and it was very good. Right? Again, to make, to create, to bring forth all that is good, all that is very good. And so when Jesus says, everyone who akuo, right, who hears these words of mine, and poieo, puts them into practice, he is in essence saying, everyone who allows, again, all of the generosity and compassion and kindness, all the peace, right, the shalom, mercy, justice, righteousness, who allows all of the humility and the forgiveness, the good eye, the open hand, the yada, connection, intimacy, vulnerability, openness, trust, presence, right? Everyone who allows all of that to stir and to move within you, to form and to shape you, to resonate deep within, and then with that, poieo, and then with that, to go and create, to participate in what God is up to in the world, to bring forth God's goodness, right? That is what it means, he says, to be wise and not foolish. That is what it means to build on solid rock and not on sand. Meaning to create something, think a legacy, to create a legacy that has lasting value. Keeping in mind, both builders hear these words of mine, right? The teachings of Jesus. Both hear. We could say that both have allowed to be themselves to be stirred and moved and formed and shaped and they're resonating with, but only one, it says, moves from hearing to doing. only one joins in, participating with God and bringing goodness to the world. It was a teaching that was not lost on the disciples up on the mountain. It was not lost on James, who was likely not on the mountain at that time. But it was not lost on James. In his letter, we read, he writes, James chapter 1, verse 22, do not merely listen. And pay attention here to kind of the Jesus language that kind of flows throughout. Do not merely listen. That is from akroates. It's the same root, akouo. Do not merely listen to the word, right? Again, the words, the teachings of Jesus, and so deceive yourselves. We could say, and be foolish, be like a foolish person. Do not merely listen to the word. It says do, poieo. Do what it says. And then he kind of uses his own analogy here. He goes on, verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Verse 25, similar analogy to Jesus here, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law, what is the Torah that gives freedom, and so we can think Jesus, right? I've not come to abolish the Torah, I've come to fulfill it. I've come to get to the heart of what God is all about. And continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but poieo, doing it, they will be blessed, what is makarios in the Greek, and takes us right back to the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. The very first word, 5 and 3, that Jesus speaks is makarios, right? Blessed, oh, the blessedness of. Not forgetting what they have heard, akouo, but doing it, poieo, doing it, they will be makarios in what poieo, in what they do. And it's that current of blessing that flows all the way back from the time of Abraham, right? Blessed to be a blessing. What is not something we possess, but something we practice. It is not a thing we hold on to. It is a life we live. Everyone who akouo, who hears these words of mine and poieo, puts them into practice. It's this very teaching of Jesus, that idea of akouo and poieo, that compelled Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer, to once declare, the world does not need a definition of religion as much as it needs a demonstration. It's that sentiment that Francis Chan, a former pastor down in Simi Valley, kind of picked up on, and it stayed with me. He speaks of the church and as it relates to this passage. And he gives us illustration of follow the leader. And he talks about follow the leader. It's a very simple game, right? You do what the leader does. And so the leader, right, Jan, flaps his arms. There it is. Flaps his arms and you flap your arms. The leader jumps up and down and you jump up and down. It's a very simple game. And he points out, but it's somehow in the church, we've kind of gotten that a little bit mixed up. Right? Jesus, the leader, but we don't necessarily think we need to do it. Right? Oftentimes, you know, we might nod our head in agreement. We hear what's being said, and we might nod our head in agreement, right? We might give our approval. We might even study. We might memorize. We might quote. But it kind of ends there, right? We recite, but we don't necessarily respond. He goes on. It's actually interesting. He was actually in the service, and he was follow the leader, and he had everybody stand up. You don't have to do it. But he had everybody stand, and he started flapping his arms, and everybody flapped their arms, and he jumped up and down, and everybody jumped up and down, except there was one young man sitting kind of toward the front who was just sitting there, and he said, stopped her, and he said, young man, I noticed that you're not following the leader. And the young man said, well, I am. I am following in my heart. Which is sounds okay in a way. And yet Francis says that's where the danger is, noting the words of 1 John 2 and 6. Whoever claims to live in him, in Jesus, must live as Jesus did. Right? Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and poieo, and puts them into practice. And not only follow the leader, but what about Simon Says? Another kind of simple game, right? Simon Says, pat your head, you pat your head. Simon Says, stand on one foot, you stand on one foot. But how about not Simon Says, but Jesus Says? And again, in the church, we've kind of gotten this completely different game. Again, we in the church, we study it, we memorize it, we quote it. All of which really has nothing to do with Jesus Says. And the best illustration I have of that is to imagine at our home, me asking Brianna to go, Brianna, go clean your room. And so Brianna goes. Imagine she goes away. 30 minutes later, she comes back. She says, Dad, you are going to love this. I memorized what you said. I can even quote it. I can even say it in Greek. Right? And in fact, later on, I'm having a few friends over, and we're going to sit at the table, and we're going to study, we're going to parse out room cleaning. Right? We wouldn't, none of us would accept that. It doesn't make sense. Now, what I'm not saying is, I don't want to use double negatives here. I'm not saying stop studying and memorizing and quoting. Right? And in fact, that's part of what it means to hear. Right? To study and to memorize and right, it's to allow these words of mine to stir and to move and to form and to shape and to resonate within us, right? Get the words in that we might live them out, right? But do not merely, James says, akouo, the word, and so deceive yourselves, poieo, right, what it says. And in context here, it means to go and create generosity and compassion and kindness. It means to participate in peace, in shalom, in mercy, in justice, in righteousness. It means to bring forth humility and forgiveness, a good eye, an open hand. It means to live with yada, connection and intimacy, vulnerability, openness, trust, presence. Andrew Murray, a 19th century minister, he puts it like this. He writes, what a terrible delusion to be content with, to delight in hearing the word and yet not do it. People mistake the pleasure they have in hearing the word of God for Christianity and worship. So people go to church and enjoy the preaching and yet do not do what God asks. Everyone who hears these words of mine and, Jesus says, puts them into practice. And so what about you and me? Taking this kind of as two parts, and I just have a couple of questions, although they're... But anyone who would akouo, right? Anyone who would hear these words of mine. And so the first question to ask would be, how am I making space in my week, right, to hear from Jesus? Right, to allow Jesus to stir and move within me, to form and to shape my heart, my mind, to allow it to resonate deep into my bones, right? How am I making space to hear from Jesus? We could ask it this way, am I simply hearing or am I letting his words resonate? How will I today, this week, this year, fill my heart and mind with his teachings? How might I let his words give my life form and shape? How will I reorient my attention to the way of Jesus? Yes, we need to, I mean, that's part of why we gather here, right? To lean into his word, his words, and to allow it to stir us and move us, to form and shape, not just to stay here, but so then when we walk out of here and we're in that struggle, we're in that difficulty, we're in that relationship, we're in that conflict, we're in the stuff of life. Right? Jesus, this isn't just to form and shape us, it's to be lived out. And yet, to study and to memorize, yes, absolutely. Allow God's word, allow his spirit to work in us. But not only akouo, right, poieo. And so how is God inviting me to participate in his good creation? How is God inviting me to participate? How will I live the teachings of Jesus this week? How will I live generosity to my neighbor? How will I live compassion to the one in need? How will I live justice to the one who is hurting? What will I bring forth out of what Jesus has taught? What act of goodness will I create today? Everyone who akouo, who hears these words of mine and puts them poieo, puts them into practice.